Hello, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss the minimum wage and price floor. So we're going to graph this out, right? And we're going to discuss what does a price floor do to wages and what kind of dead weight loss does it create, right? So we'll work through this pretty easy illustration, right? So we're going to look at the unskilled labor market, right? Okay, unskilled labor market, right? So we're going to draw out our graph, okay? So now let's look at this. This will be the wage rate, okay? This will be the wage rate. It's in dollars per hour, okay? Right? So then now we have the labor quantity supplied, okay? Labor supplied, the quantity, right? And this is in millions of hours per week. Okay? So now, we'll draw out our supply and demand curves. Okay? So here is our demand curve. Okay? Here is our supply curve. Okay? So, this will be our supply of workers. Okay? And here's our demand for employees. Okay? So now, let's price this out. Okay, so here's the $8 price point, so $8 per hour, $7 per hour, $6, and $5, right, accordingly. So now let's look at the millions of hours worked. So we'll start at 20, 21, 22, 23, okay, millions of hours. Now, so this is the pay scale per hour, right? $8 down to $5, right? But the government comes in and they say, whoa, we cannot be paying our workers $5 per hour, right? So let's look at the equilibrium price in the market for this labor, this unskilled labor job, right? So the market is determining the price at $6 per hour. Okay, you can see we're in equilibrium here. So at $6 per hour, we will demand 22 million hours per week. But the government steps in and they put in a minimum wage. Now, the minimum wage, $7.25, right? So now we can plot that out here. Okay, so here is our demand for employees, and here is the supply of workers, right? So this will be called our price floor. Why is it a floor? Because it is a minimum wage, right? This is the floor here. We cannot break below this line. This is the minimum wage, right? So we cannot pay our employees by law any less than this. So we have created a floor. We cannot break through that floor because it's by law. Government has set the minimum wage law. All right, so now the market is saying, wait a minute, we want to pay $6 per hour, right? Okay? But the government says, no, you cannot do that. You've got to pay $7.25 for minimum wage. There's your floor, right? Okay, so this is too low, right? We're too low here. Alright, we're too low here. So now we have got to move our prices up or our wages up. So now you'll look, the demand for employees now, we wanted to, at equilibrium, at the $6 price point, we were demanding 22 hours of work or labor, 22 labor hours, 22 million labor hours per week at $6. Well, now our demand for employees at $7.25 has decreased. Why? Because the price went up. Now we are only demanding 21 million hours, right? Because the price went up, we don't demand so many hours now because we, as a corporation, do not want to pay the higher price. But because the prices went up, the workers, they want to work more. They want to work 23 million hours. So they want to work 2 million hours more per week than the demand for employees will allow. So as we look at this, we want to calculate next, well, what is the implication of implementing a wage rate floor, right? So this will create what is called a dead weight loss, right? So we want to draw out our dead weight loss. Okay? So here we are going to calculate the area of this triangle. This triangle represents our dead weight loss, and it has a monetary value. Okay? It has a monetary value. Okay? And we can simply calculate this just like we did in the previous dead weight loss calculation. Okay, so now we have here, we are demanding 1 million fewer. We are demanding at this point here, we are demanding 1 million fewer employees. From here to here, we are demanding 1 million employees less. Okay? Now, we want to find what this value is. Okay? So, how we're going to do that, it's a very simple equation, just like we're solving again for a triangle, right? That's how we will determine our dead weight loss, right? So we can see that the $7 minimum wage, just for simplicity, we'll say $7, right? And the $5 wage that we'd be willing to pay our employees, right? So if we had our choice as a company, we would pay $5. But the government says no, we'll pay $7, right? You have to pay $7. So now we need to subtract out what we're willing to pay versus the price floor. So we have the price floor is at $7, we're willing to pay $5. Right? So now the floor leads to this $2 discrimination, this $2 price variance, right? So because at this equilibrium rate, right, we are demanding one less fewer jobs, right? So now we need to multiply. So this is a million. Think about it as a million, right? So now we need to multiply this $2 figure. Okay, we need to multiply that by 1 million, because at the equilibrium price, we are demanding 22 million hours. But at the $5 price, what we want to pay, right, there will be 1 million hours less demanded by workers at $5. So we need to multiply that by the 1 million hours lost from moving the 5 figure to the 6 figure in equilibrium, right? So we need to multiply by that, and then we're finding, we're solving for the area of a triangle. So we need to divide by 2 or multiply by a half. So we'll just multiply by a half here. Okay, we'll just multiply by a half. So Now, our dead weight loss will equal $1 million. $1 million per month in a dead weight loss. If we could pay five dollars for labor, right? We can retain this $1 million. We would keep that and add it to our retained earnings, put it on our balance sheet as equity, and we could distribute that out to shareholders. But because the government has come in and they put in a minimum wage price floor, right? Now we have to elevate our prices and we can't fall below. So now, because we want to pay five, but the government makes us pay seven, right? Now we are going to lose the $1 million and what we could have made up, because we still want to have, 21 million employees work, right? But they may not want to work. Okay, they want to work 23 hours, right? But we only want to pay for 21 million hours, right? So because of that, we create this dead weight loss, right? And so now, because of the price floor, we will be losing $1 million a month that we could have retained.